From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, how a Dallas sportscaster turned his local commentaries into national conversations. First, though, regents for the University of Texas system will meet shortly to choose the sole finalist for UT Austin's next president. Sources close to the proceedings told the Texas Tribune the choice is the university's executive vice president and provost, Gregory Fenves. Fenves has been with the university since 2008. He served as dean of UT's School of Engineering before becoming provost in 2013. He would replace outgoing president Bill Powers. Other than Fenves, UT Dallas president David Daniel is the only other candidate left on the region's initial shortlist, but he's no longer believed to be in the running. A new service will provide instant gratification to online shoppers in North Texas. Depending on where they live, they can get tens of thousands of items from Amazon delivered in an hour or less under a service called Prime Now. KERA's Dwali Saikautau reports it's available in 24 zip codes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Inside a distribution center the size of 25 football fields, a 6-ton robot called Robosto lifts its metal arm.
And that robot you're seeing there, we think is Earth's largest robot. It lifts pallets 24 feet in the air directly onto Amazon robots that then take those pallets to be stored within this million square foot building.
Kelly Cheeseman is a spokeswoman for Seattle-based Amazon. She says all the noise in the background is a symphony of advanced technology that makes it possible for the e-commerce giant to deliver products faster than ever.
As the boxes come here, they get weighed, and that's actually a quality assurance measure. The computer system knows how much that box should weigh. Once the weight is taken, and assuming all is okay, which the majority of the time it is, then the box gets scanned. Within seconds, this system here creates the shipping label with the customer name and address on it as you see it coming down the line.
An Amazon Prime membership costs $99 a year. 1 hour delivery, $8 per shipment. Brian Harris owns a guitar shop off Royal Lane in Dallas. His zip code is not included in Amazon's latest expansion, and that's fine with him.
It's not enough that they can deliver it to you in a day, but within an hour? I mean, how... What is wrong with you? Why, how do you need to? I can understand if it's a heart or a liver or something. You can't buy those on Amazon, so I have no need for it.
But for John Bradley, an Amazon Prime member, the new service is welcome news.
I was excited when I saw the news Amazon will be offering 1 hour delivery in Dallas.
On Twitter, Bradley praised Amazon for making this the fourth U.S. city to get 1 hour delivery. He wrote, pretty cool for Dallas. Dwali Saikautau, KERA News.
The Dallas Cowboys signed Greg Hardy last week. He's an all-pro who didn't play last year after he was convicted of domestic violence. That move sparked a national conversation, and one of the strongest voices came from a TV newsroom just down the street from KERA.
The Cowboys have decided players who use illegal drugs can play. You drive drunk and kill a teammate, putting everyone on that highway at risk. There's a place on this team for you. You can rob a department store and play. And now you can beat a woman and play with a star on your helmet.
Dale Hansen's been going unplugged in commentaries for several years now. The WFAA sportscaster's defense of the NFL's first openly gay player, Michael Sam, last year was seen by millions on YouTube. For our Friday conversation, Hansen sat down with KERA's Vice President of News, Rick Holter, to talk about his newfound online fame.
Dale Hansen, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick. My pleasure.
So how did a mild-mannered TV sports anchor morph into a social commentator with an international rep?
Well, the last part, I have no idea. Years ago, I morphed into this guy who wanted to write these, what we call unplugged, simply known as commentaries. I like writing. I really like giving my opinions. It is my personality, and I think our business almost demands it to some extent. Then when Michael Sam's story came along, and as you mentioned, I've been doing this for a long time, but Michael Sam, I think, raised the bar for me. Right. When you had a gay man wanting to play in America's favorite sport, the NFL, and the commentary comes from an old, fat, white, bald guy in Texas, you put all of that together, and that's how it became this international story.
What made you take this turn from more straight-ahead sports reporting and commentary into an almost edgy social commentary?
I've always thought that sports plays a huge role in society, and I think that's what really kind of prompted it in part. Who I am is based a great deal on what I learned on a baseball field in Logan, Iowa some 62 years ago, and I don't understand why we do the things we do in the name of sports. It bothers me a great deal.
I want to play clips from another Unplugged segment now. It came a month ago after students at Flower Mound High held up signs at a game that said white power.
I don't blame the kids as much as some of you might, maybe because I used to be one of those kids.
This one got really personal. You talked about your dad back in Iowa.
The one black family he knew were good people. All the others he didn't know, they were the bad people. The ignorance in that reasoning, if you think about it long enough, will twist your mind, and it twisted mine. Kids have to be taught to hate.
Kids have to be taught to hate. That's not a line you hear in sports journalism very much.
No, but I think it's absolutely true. I was taught to hate. I had coaches who taught me to hate. One of my favorite teachers, quite frankly, was an unbelievable hater, which is one of the reasons I was that way in high school. I loved his classes because they were just absolutely invigorating. But he was an idiot. He was a racist. But everybody in my hometown supported that line of thinking. And until I went to the Navy in 1966 and was exposed to different cultures and people of different races and religions, I was a pretty bad human being. As you can probably tell, I don't shy away from saying things that other sportscasters don't say. I wear that on my sleeve as well.
Why do you turn that megaphone on yourself, on your personal story?
Because I think it makes the story resonate with the viewer. I think it makes the story real. I've never said I'm this perfect guy. In fact, most people know I'm a rather flawed human being in many, many ways. And I think by showing that I understand, I'm not just sitting up on some platform or pedestal as some people think I think. I've lived this. I've been there. I understand.
Now, as I mentioned, your piece about Michael Sam, the NFL's first openly gay player, absolutely blew up online. At least 6 million views on YouTube. Did you ever think you'd be the guy who goes viral?
Well, one, I never knew what that meant until I did. No, I hope I never lose this. I'm 66 years old. I've been to every major sporting event there is. I have shaken the hands of presidents and Hall of Fame players. I've been in almost every country I care to go to, and I still get a rush from an email from London telling me that they really liked my commentary. And if that day ever comes where I don't just get that kind of a rush and a chill almost that, really? Me? Really? Then I'll know it's time to walk away.
Dale Hansen, thanks for coming in.
It was a real pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
We've got sunny skies and a high of 68 ahead of us today. Clear skies, low 45 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny once again with a high around 80. It's 48 degrees in Dallas, 47 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.